Hey friend, and welcome to episode 2 of my comeback series. And today we're talking all about marketing. And I have to be honest, I actually lied to you with this title, because I think I'm going to be titling this something like Why Marketing is Harder in 2025. But the reality is that it's not harder, but it does feel harder for a lot of people. Okay? Don't mind the clickbait, I promise you it's all for a good reason. The thing is, I want to teach you today something that so far I've only taught clients, because I told you I've taken a bit of a break from, you know, traditional marketing, and I've just spent time behind the scenes with my beloved clients and with my babies, and just really focusing on clarifying my method, really doubling down on my own movement and messaging. And in this, I feel like I created so much white space that I was able to see things clearer. And what I want to talk to you about today is dopamine versus depth marketing, okay? So I started by telling you, at the moment, for a lot of people, marketing feels harder. And that is because you feel like you are swimming against the current. And I'm not talking in a cool way where you are different and you are a rebel and you stand out. No, it's like, let's do a metaphor, okay? If you've not been in my world for a hot minute, you know that sometimes you might not know that sometimes I like to go on tangent, so get ready for a tangent. I promise it's going to make a lot of sense, because this is, spoiler alert, this is how I used to feel a few years ago when I was creating content on Instagram, okay? You have an important message. You want to change people's lives. So what you're doing is that you're going to this club, okay? It's very noisy, it's very chaotic, obviously music everywhere, people are having drinks, and you are going to people and you are tapping them on the shoulder and being like, hey, like, I can change your life. Like, this is so important. Have you thought about this? But you feel like they cannot hear you. You are shouting over the loud music. You are losing your voice. You're starting to feel very frustrated. You're thinking, why don't people get it? This is such an important message. And the music is louder, and you're feeling overstimulated, and you're feeling frustrated, and you're starting to doubt yourself. You're wondering if you should get a megaphone, and you're starting to try all these different things. And you're internally just thinking like, oh my God, like, why is this so hard? This is what marketing feels like for a lot of people. When what you really want, like, I honestly, send me a DM, tell me if this speaks to you. What you want is to be hosting a beautifully curated dinner party. Okay? And this is the difference between dopamine marketing and depth marketing. The club, which is your dopamine marketing, which is basically majority of social media, or the way majority of social media is done these days, is very loud, it's very chaotic, it's very performative, okay? No one's really listening. People are just there for themselves. It's all about, you know, more and louder, okay? And then you have your dinner party, which is much more intimate. It's intentional. There's depth to it. You're having such good conversations. People feel connected with each other. It's just like curated energy with the right people, because you cannot go to a dinner party uninvited. You have to be invited. There is a sense of exclusivity. It's almost like a private club. You know, like, imagine you're hosting a dinner party inside the private club, versus the club is where everyone goes, you know, they have fake IDs, literally anyone is there, because again, you've been sold to the lie that, you know, Instagram or LinkedIn or whatever, it's all like zero cost marketing. So, you know, what's the cost? Well, the reality is that the cost is often your sanity. The cost is your nervous system. The cost is your energy. The cost is your time. I'll tell you now, I did the math the other day, and in a space of 2 to 3 years, when I showed up consistently on Instagram stories with, you know, if you've been in a business for, you know, at least in an online business for more than 3-4 years, you know the times when you show up on camera every single day on Instagram stories, you do like a little mini training, you show your face, whatever. I did a rough math. I have spent 500 to 700 hours on Instagram stories. I'm laughing, but believe me, I'm not really laughing. Because all of those Instagram stories disappeared after 24 hours. And this is not to say that I didn't gain anything from that. I gained a lot of experience. I have a much sharper point of view because I got really good at expressing it on camera. Obviously, it gave me the confidence to do lots of, you know, interviews and guest trainings, and obviously my own podcast. And, you know, I made a lot of money, a lot of connections, you know, whatever. It was helpful. But in the grand scheme of things, I do feel like it was an era. Let's put it this way. It was something that I learned from. But I feel like if I had put 500 hours into some other stuff, it would have been a very different conversation, okay? And listen, I'm not saying this. I'm saying this as someone who loves Instagram stories. If I consume anything, it will be Instagram stories over literally anything else. Instagram stories and emails. So anyway, I digress. So like I was saying, there is the club and then there's the dinner party. And most people are stuck marketing like it's a really loud club because, you know, it's a free-for-all basically. And that's why it feels so exhausting. What you're craving is depth marketing, not noise. And speaking of noise, by the way, if this stuff is speaking to you, I'm going to put a link in the show notes. This time I didn't say a link in bio like I did in my last episode. Yay for me. I'm going to put a link to Beyond the Noise, the waitlist, because this is literally the epitome of what we're doing in there. It's all about being able to stand out by not doing more, but doing better and really leaning into depth marketing and sharp messaging. Because messaging, oh my God, there's definitely going to be at least one episode about messaging, because I feel like 80% of the conversations that I'm having are somehow either leading to messaging or starting from messaging. But anywho, the real problem with this is the fact that you are actually, whether you realize it or not, you are performing. You are trying to blend in. You go somewhere, and taking the metaphor of the club, you're going in there, and because everyone is dressing a certain way, or everyone's drinking a certain type of drink, you are doing the same. You're blending in because you think that's the way in which you're going to win. You see these people telling you like, oh, you know, this kind of carousels are doing well now, or everyone is doing this kind of, you know, reels, or, you know, don't post more than 3 Instagram stories per day, or don't whatever that may be, whatever rule, whatever strategy, whatever trend, whatever thing, you are blending in because you're doing the thing exactly like everyone else. But you know what's crazy about that? And I'm not calling you crazy, I'm calling the people that are teaching this shit crazy. What's crazy is that your goal is to stand out, right? Your goal is for someone to see your stuff and to think, oh my God, like I cannot believe how much it speaks to me. This is the person for me, whether you're offering, you know, a course or coaching or mentoring or a service or whatever that may be. But at the same time, you're blending in because you're doing exactly what everyone else is doing. So how are you meant to stand out when you're actually just blending in? You're really shrinking yourself. You're shrinking your personality to fit, to be like everyone else, because you are afraid of being different. And when I say this, I don't mean that you have to all of a sudden, you know, make your hair pink and do crazy stuff just for the sake of, you know, being out there. Absolutely not. What I'm talking about is that you are performing instead of connecting with your people, because the best kind of marketing feels like connection. It feels like you're connecting with your people, not convincing. And that's because, I'll tell you right now, you are most likely afraid to own your truth. You are afraid to show your real self, your real point of view, your real opinions, your unpopular opinions about the way people are doing things. And this is not being out there and just being combative. This is more about speaking your truth and being real and being honest with yourself. Right now, I know that you are afraid of being seen, and most likely, you are afraid of being seen in your messy middle. This is the thing that I see time and time again. You are performing because you hope that by showing up, quote unquote, perfectly, people are going to connect with you. They're going to see you as the obvious choice. They're going to see you as the undeniable person for them. But the reality is that that just makes people feel more disconnected from you because they don't actually see you. Okay, so your marketing right now feels hard because it's disconnected from your voice. Your voice, your real voice, the person that you are when you get on a call with client, when you are chatting to your friend, when you are just being yourself and you are relaxed, that is your most magnetic self. Right now, I can almost bet that you have like a marketing self. You're showing up in a way that it's just not who you are. So what I want to encourage you is to do 2 things, really, is to stop trying to think that you have to be everywhere and that you have to do things like everyone else, okay? What you're doing then is that you are building a marketing strategy that is built around someone else's energy. Because listen, I'll tell you right now, almost every strategy works. Every platform works. People are making money everywhere. People are, you know, growing audiences everywhere. People are building insane communities that would buy anything from them everywhere. So the problem is not which platform you have to be on. That is very dependent on you, your lifestyle, your ideal client, your energy, your time limit, how you like to express yourself, like most naturally, and so on. This is not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is how you're showing up in whatever, on whatever platform that you decide to go on, okay? So to get back to this idea of dopamine versus depth marketing, Dopamine marketing is the kind of marketing that is very popular at the moment online, which is very fast. It's very much like you do a thing tomorrow. Sorry, you do a thing today, it's out tomorrow. It's very almost like flashy, like surface level. You're always chasing the next thing. You're only as good as your last post. You're only as good as your last story. There's always more. And one of my biggest pet peeves, and this is one of the things that has really changed my mind on how I see social media in particular, is the fact that social media, or majority of them, will penalize you for taking a break. And I'll be damned if I'm gonna force myself to be consistent the way a social media platform decides for me to be. I'm going to be working in seasons. This is one of my biggest things. I actually posted this on Threads the other day and it went semi-viral. The fact that I basically have decided that I don't want to be consistent anymore. Like, I am not, I want to be more in line with, say, nature. Nature works in season. Why do I have to show up every single day, regardless of, you know, what's going on in the world, in life, etc., just for the sake of taking a box, just for the sake of, you know, if I don't post for 2 weeks, you know, this thing is not going to be shown to as many people as possible? Absolutely not. I'm smart enough and you're smart enough to find ways where you can show up in line with what your life needs from you. Because ultimately, you started this business and I started this business for freedom. And I don't know about you, but if I think about, you know, jobs that I had, actually, the last job that I had in corporate, I was a head of people for a startup and I had unlimited holidays. But if you look at social media the way it is right now, you should not be taking a break. You should not have any holidays. You should have a team member that continues to post stuff for you. But I don't know about you, but that is not freedom to me. So instead, what I really, really suggest that you do, instead of, you know, having this dopamine marketing where it just basically keeps you on the hamster wheel of creation, that you really lean into depth marketing. And how you do that is through this concept that I've created, which is signature assets. So signature assets are content assets that basically work for you 24/7. So these are slower burn. They're not things that necessarily you create in from today to tomorrow, like, you know, you think about today and so tomorrow. But that's not necessarily a bad thing because it gives you the space to actually do things well. So depth marketing is, you know, slower burn. It's very much like voice led. It's very much also, this is the other thing with depth marketing, which is more, I can do a whole other episode that is purely about, you know, depth marketing. But this is, you know, today we're talking more about like why marketing feels so hard, which is very much the fact that you're doing this thing of swimming against the current. But the beauty of depth marketing is that it's for the people who already are looking for you. This is the key. Like I told you, the best kind of marketing feels like you are connecting with your people, not convincing them. While dopamine marketing is very much around like, how can I get more in your face to convince you that my stuff is better? And again, I don't know about you, but I don't work like that. Like, I don't believe in competition. I don't believe in any of that. I just believe in staying in my lane. I'm over here leading my soft ambition movement. I'm over here helping women scale calmer. I'm over here helping you grow a life-first business that actually, you know, allows your ambition and peace to coexist. That's what I'm here about. I'm not over here to become, you know, the next social media sensation or to grow 100,000 followers. Like, I could not care less about that. I strongly believe that you get to do less but better. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be, you know, on social media or whatever. What I'm saying is that it shouldn't be taking over your life. You shouldn't feel like you are in that club screaming, shouting over people and getting exhausted by it. That is the problem. This is why marketing feels hard. Instead, what, you know, dinner party marketing looks like, or, you know, depth marketing, is it kind of comes in almost like five steps, if I had to put steps to it. And it's very much like send the invite. Again, people don't just come to a dinner party without being invited. You want to be intentional. You know, I always say to my clients, you are for the few, you are not for the masses. You are building a premium brand. This is super, super important. We're actually going to do, like I told you, Beyond the Noise. Beyond the Noise is all about learning how to position yourself as a premium brand by leading with your voice first. So there'll be a link in the show notes for the waitlist. I'm not sure when I'm going to be running it, but it's definitely going to be this summer at some point, probably early summer. We might do it maybe like a 6-week edition, like a mini mind edition that is much more close-knit, but I literally go in deep with you into your messaging, into your marketing, to make sure that you're creating a sustainable marketing strategy for yourself, but also that your messaging is sharp, that you actually know how to show up as a leader for your movement. Anywho, so we have, you know, you send the invite, yeah? That's the first step. Then you see the vibe, again, your brand, you know, your energy, not just like the visuals, but your actual energy. Then what do you do at a dinner party? You serve the good stuff. And this is where we are focusing, again, on depth of our dopamine, high quality content, content that's actually good, content that you're proud of, you know, a strong point of view, like storytelling. Because again, you want to lead with who you are, not just what you do, opinions, etc. That's what a dinner party is all about, conversations, right? And then don't beg them to stay. This is point four. This is the beauty of dinner party marketing or depth marketing. You know, you are magnetizing them. You know, they want to stay there because they're having so much fun. You're not telling them, oh my God, like stay for another hour. You know, some people might be going and that's okay. They go when it's good for them. You don't even care because you are having just so much fun. That's what marketing should feel like. And you're trusting that the right people are staying. And number five is just having a good time, being present, you know? You're constantly showing up as yourself. And when I say constantly, it's not consistently, but you're constantly or consistently showing up as yourself, not as a content machine, okay? The last point, because I feel like this one is getting a bit long, the last point that I really want to make for you is the fact that in 2025 and beyond, what sets you apart is in what you sell. Because there will be a gazillion other people who are serving the exact same target market as you, who are trying to solve the same problem, okay? You're not reinventing the wheel here, but what makes you stand out is who you are, okay? It's your personal brand that is your unfair advantage, your story, your point of view, your energy, your unique perspective, your different skill sets, your beliefs, your values. These are the things that you want to lead with, because that's what's going to make someone choose you. In this day and age, in the era of AI and so much information, people are just sick of it, you know? And that's not to say that people are not going to engage with, you know, informative posts or whatever, but it's not going to be the thing that gets them over the edge and gets them to really want to be part of your movement, to really trust your brand, to really buy from you. What's going to make them want to do that is your story, is the thing that makes them feel seen, the humanness. This is the thing that I want you to really take away from today. Marketing feels hard because you are trying to perform, because you are shouting in the club instead of inviting people to your dinner party, okay? So remember, your movement is what makes your brand timeless and magnetic, your personal brand. Like, I want you to really lean into thought leadership. And you might be thinking, oh my God, like I'm not a thought leader. Come to me in the DMs, let's chat. And I will show you, just by literally talking to you for 5 minutes, that you have so much leadership in you, it's literally oozing, but you're lacking not seeing it. And this is what I help people with, literally. This is how you scale calmer. This is how you build a life-first business, by doing less but better. That's my whole thing, you know? So yeah, just remember that marketing should feel like connection. Not convincing. You do not need to be everywhere. You don't need to be anywhere where it doesn't feel good to you. This is not to say that you shouldn't be working hard at all and, you know, everything should come to you and manifesting and it's all about, you know, your feminine energy and all that stuff. No. But what I'm saying is that you want to be somewhere where it feels good to be, where you still want to be a few years from now, where you're building something. Don't be like me, spending 500 to 700 hours in 2 to 3 years on Instagram stories and they disappear into an Instagram archive that I can barely access right now. You see what I mean? So if it feels hard, maybe it's not about you. It's about, you know, the bullshit that you've been lied with. It's about the model that you've been handed, where people are telling you, like, you have to be consistent. You have to post 3 to 4 times a week, you know, like you need to do reels that are, you know, this kind of B-roll or this kind of, you know, editing and yada, 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 and all this other stuff. But it doesn't have to be that way. Okay. Marketing doesn't have to feel hard. Marketing in 2025 is not harder, but it very much could be feeling harder, and these are all the reasons why. So if you enjoyed this episode, I would appreciate it if you shared it with someone that you think would enjoy it. Share it on social media. Don't forget to tag me if you do. And thank you for coming. This episode has really fired me up, honestly. I feel like I have... It often happens to me that I do one episode and from it I'm like, I should be doing 5 more episodes because there are all these like little threads that I feel like I'm untangling. But thank you for being here with me, and don't forget to check out the next episode, which is going to be episode 3 of The Comeback. I'll see you in the next one.